the wise mind. Do not let the world change you, and know that it will try. Many minds are tricked by indoctrination alone, so protect your mind and constantly search for wisdom. All the wisdom has been safely stored in books, and the library is the only thing that scares all the crooks. Many books are written to trick you, but the good philosopher will always rise to top. Wise books do tend to reference each other, but you will have to search yourself and learn to push away all the lies all on your own. The top sellers and related columns may not be as authentic as they seem, but it won't take you long to figure out who the real great beings are. Please understand that stress and overwork will prevent you from understanding even the narrated versions of those works. Thus, you will have to make room in your mind for long new thoughts. Take to adventure, hiking and camping often. Take to the long trails, like the Appalachian or Pacific Crest, and try to choose wilderness over hiking sites if you can. The world is not ready to fulfill all your dreams. Governments are deadlocked by liars. Humanity is held hostage by mutually assured destruction. Schools practice ineffective education, mostly just to make money. Students accepted to pretend to learn under the threat of punishment, and teachers never wished for anything more. Children are forced to inherit the poverty of their parents, and no one gets a fair start. I am very sorry to tell you that we do not live in an era where you can simply have a great education and a great career. You will not be able to show the world how truly brilliant you are. There are far too many desperate liars, far too many pretenders, and far too many false leaders. A real career is about a lasting legacy. But what we have today is about overwork that robs you of wisdom. This will just make you old and too tired to leave a meaningful legacy. However, with narrated books playing in your ear as you hike through all the world's greatest trails, you will be challenged to grow all the way up and become a great being, putting your hard-won wisdom into books so that the trail that only you once walked will now be available to be walked by countless many others. This is the old kind of legacy, the philosopher's legacy. It is noble and dignified, precious and always beautiful. When you pull in all the wisdom from all the countless books that you choose to read, then present it in a more modern way that calls to many others, you will bring the world closer to the dreams that you once had. Please understand that humanity needs your help, not your resignation. It needs your clarity and your wisdom. It needs you to expand your mind with great adventure and narrated books. The world needs your help. It needs your vision and your stubbornness. The future needs you. It needs to see you at your most brilliant, so that they too can hope to rise. So so that humanity can resume growing up.